Y'all, sometimes life is hard. Actually, a lot of times, life is hard. Think of times in your life where it was hard, where it is hard. And sometimes life is hard and it's just hard. But other times, life is hard and it's okay. I remember there was a time in my life years ago where life was really, really hard. I was busy. I'm always busy. I was overwhelmed. I had a lot of pressure that was on me. And I just kept trying to fix it. And I was overwhelmed and there was pressure and life was hard and I saw these things around me and I didn't like it and I kept trying to fix it. And the more I tried to fix it, the more tired I got. And the more tired I got, the more sad I got. And the more sad I got, the harder life was. And the more sad and the harder life was and the harder I worked, the less I, quote, had time to pray. And so I didn't pray like I was supposed to. And I sinned a whole lot. And life was hard. And it just kept getting harder and harder and harder. And the only thing actually that broke me out of that was just a change in the external circumstances of my life. What was outside of me was hard. I kept trying to fix that with something inside of me. And that didn't work because that never works. And life just got harder and harder and harder. And I became, at that season in my life, a slave to the external. A slave to the circumstances around me. And so, life was hard, and I would go, and I would encounter people in my day-to-day life, in the duties of my life, and they would say, Bryce, how you doing? And I would do like we all do, I would lie. And say, I'm fine. Anybody ever do that? Don't raise your hand. I would lie and say, I'm fine. At some point, I realized, Bryce, you're not fine. And so I would say, I'm making it. It's okay. Tell them the truth. But I wouldn't like. I'll vomit out my emotions all over them. And life just kept getting hard because I was trying to fix it myself and I was became a slave to the external situations around me. There was another time in my life after that one that was harder. Much, much harder. And at that time in my life, it was so hard that I would go in the chapel and get on my knees. And from time to time, I would just cry with Jesus. That time was so hard that from time to time, when I would go to bed at night, I would just shed tears and cling to my crucifix. I would hold it in my hand as I went to bed. I would hurt. Sometimes I would shed tears. And I would cling to my crucifix. When I would go out about the duties of my daily life and I would encounter people, people would ask the same question. How you doing? And I would say, I'm doing great. And after that happened for a little while, when life was hard and hard and hard and hard, when I was on my knees and when I was crying with Jesus and I was clinging to my crucifix, and then I would go out and I would say, life is great, I started thinking, and then I eventually started praying, am I being honest? Or am I just lying again? Because I don't want to do that. I realized that no, I was actually doing great. No, I was actually happy, like real deep down happiness, like the kind of joy that perseveres kind of as an undercurrent underneath whatever the external things are. Man. As I started thinking about the response that I was spontaneously giving to people, how you doing? I'm doing well. As I brought that to Jesus, I realized that there was something different between the heart, where I was not okay and was enslaved to the external circumstances around me, and the harder, where I was okay in spite of the external circumstances around me. And I realized that there was one difference. When it was hard and I was enslaved, my time with Jesus, my time of prayer, began to slip away. And so my grasping at the comforts of sin began to increase. But when it was harder, and I fall on my knees and I cry with Jesus and I cling to my crucifix in my bed at night, I was free. Because He was with me. Maybe your life has been hard. Maybe it's hard right now. For most of us, there will be another season where it'll be hard. Think about that. Hard times. What do you want? What if God today, in the Bible, were speaking to our hard times, to the times when we are weak? Because you see, when times are hard, we're vulnerable. We're more vulnerable to sin, to grasping at those pleasures that don't actually fill us up, and becoming more and more enslaved to the things of the world. But when times are hard, we're also more vulnerable to grace, because we come to know more that we need God. So what does God say in your hard, in my hard, in our difficulties? God says, hold fast. Have confidence. Draw near. Hold fast. Have confidence. Draw near. Because we have not a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sinning. Because God comes to suffer with us. That's what sympathy means. God comes and He experiences there on the cross. He experiences in His passion. He experiences in the suffering that He was trying to teach James and John about in the gospel today. He experiences all the difficulties, all the weakness, all the pain, and the most weak and humiliating death He could die, stretched naked on a cross with no power, at least no earthly power, yet without sin. When Jesus descends into the heart, He does not let the external circumstances of being convicted falsely as a criminal and dying a painful death on a cross, He does not let those external circumstances affect His deep and abiding joy. In fact, He continues and continues in communion with God. And so, in His last words, the words that He speaks to the cross, He quotes Psalm 22, which says, real honestly, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus is, so to speak, down on His knees before the Father and said, God, this is hard and I need you. And if we keep reading Psalm 22, we realize that after a whole page of the Bible of this is hard and here's why it's hard and here's what's going on and it is hard and I'm being honest with God, Psalm 22 ends on a note of hope. All the nations will come to worship God. God will rescue me. God will vindicate me. And so God in the heart cries out to God, knowing in his intellect, knowing with his mind that God is with him, even though his feelings are totally different. Even though he feels abandoned, even though he feels alone, even though Jesus on the cross feels the difficulty, he knows that God is with him. And he came down from heaven. Remember Christmas? Emmanuel. God is with us. And that's the difference between the hard that just gets harder and harder and harder, and that's a slave to external circumstances, and the hard that leads to greater freedom, leads to greater grace, leads to a deep and abiding joy. I want to suggest to us this morning three places, especially in the second half of life, but some in the first half of life, where God wants to come. Three places where it gets hard. Where we can either grasp at sin or find comfort more deeply in the heart of God. Number one is physical limitations. I can't do what I used to do. It's harder to do what I used to do. And it's aggravating to not be able to do for myself like I want to do. Where am I going in that difficulty? Which response will I choose? Number two, emotional struggles. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I lost my temper. I got angry. And I got angry again and again. And I said this the last time I went to confession, and the time before that, and the time before that, and the time before that, and it just makes me mad that I can't kick this thing. Why give up? Where will I go? Will I keep trying to fix it on my own and become more a slave to it? Or can I get down on my knees and beg God for the help? Maybe it's not anger. Maybe it's fear and anxiety. Fear of where I am, anxiety about the future. Or maybe it's shame. All those things that I did in my past. All those things. Maybe that I did yesterday. All those things that I regret. Or maybe it's family. Maybe it's a grief that kids or grandkids who don't come to church anymore. Maybe it's all those other people's weaknesses that we see from afar through most of the year and that we're going to see really close come Thanksgiving and Christmas. All their problems. That kind of push buttons in me, my problems. Today, this week, name the place where it's hard for you. Talk to Jesus about that. Let him be with you in it. Give it to God. Offer it up. Or if you can't give it to God, if you're still holding it, that's okay. Don't try. Just say, Jesus, come be with me in it. The place of your limitation. The place of your weakness. The place where it's hard. Imagine if you were not alone in that place. Imagine if someone were with you. Imagine if your weakness could be transformed. So, Jesus, we give you permission. In fact, we beg you this morning, come into our weakness. We open our weaknesses up to you. We ask that we might look at them together. You and me, Jesus. I don't want to be alone anymore. Come into my place of weakness. Come into where it's hard and transform it by your presence. Amen.